Jewish audio on Kabod.org.
Today's Tanya portion, the beginning of chapter 4, Tanya portion for the 12th of Sivan, 295-296. We learned up to now, and specifically we learned yesterday, about the fact that God created the world not only once, but that creation is constantly sustained and creation happens again and again and again. Because if God's energy would be removed from creation for even 1 millisecond, creation would cease to exist. The vehicle for this energy are the letters of the Hebrew alphabet from Aleph to Tav, as were stated and uttered in the 10 utterances of creation. Let there be this, let there be that. These letters and these words contain the energy, the divine energy formula, wherein God energizes the entire creation. But there's a challenge. The challenge is that if the creation would be cognizant and overtly aware of his creator, then he would be completely and totally nullified and overwhelmed. And there would be no creation, because one would only see creator. And he began to utilize the parable of the sun and the sunlight. That sunlight is a very big deal when there is no sun present. But in the sun itself, there are no rays and there is no light. There's only sun. It's only here on earth, far away from the sun, that sunlight becomes a big deal. However, even here on earth, sunlight is so powerful, so potent, that unless it's properly contained, unless it's properly filtered, the rays of the sun could be destructive and could destroy civilization. So we have what, in general terms, science describes as the atmospheric conditions which filter and limit the rays of the sun to make them palatable so that they become contributing factors to the world rather than destructive factor. That's the gist of what we're up to. Peidik Dalet, chapter 4, Ki Hinek Siv. This is reminiscent in the teaching of a verse from Tehillim. Ki Shemesh Umogein Hashem Elokim. We have the two names of Hashem. Hashem is Yud and He and Vav and He. That's the name of creation. Then there's Elohim, is God as he invests himself in natural law, nature, just as you have God, the divine energy, transcending the limitations of nature. And then you have God as he invests himself within nature. That is reminiscent of the sun and the container or the shield or the atmosphere which shades and shields the harmful rays of the sun and allows us to benefit from the sunlight. That's the imagery which King David brings down unto Tehillim. Just as there is Shemesh, there's the sun, and then there is Mogen, that which God created in order to allow creation to tolerate the sun and to benefit from the sun. And we know today more and more how harmful sun ray could be. In fact, I recently read an article that the sunscreen they found out is dangerous now. The sunscreen lotion. You need to put on another lotion to make sure the sunscreen lotion doesn't hurt you. But that's the way science goes. It's always evolving. But one thing is for sure. Sun rays are a blessing, and they could also be, to quote Alfredo, Betty, Betty, Danjurius. So also you have Hashem and Elohim, the energy of God which creates, the infinite energy of God, and the finite energy of God. Pirush, what is the meaning of this imagery in King David's verse? Mogain, what's the shield that he poetically speaks of the sun, who nartek lashemesh? It is what God created. The shield, so to speak, of the sun, lehogain, to defend, to protect, sheyuchul habrius leseble, whatever God placed into the atmosphere in order for the human being to be able to tolerate the sun. I'm sorry to bore you. You've heard it again and again, but I can't control myself. The two Jews who stand and talk, and one Jew says, "That's it, I'm going to visit the sun." So he says, "You're a meshugana, you're going to go visit the sun, you're going to get burned up. The sun is so hot, how can you go visit the sun?" He says, "Ah, you're an idiot, I'll go at night." As our sages say, "La'osid lovey," when Mashiach comes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu meitzi chama min arteka, God, allegorically speaking, will remove the sun from its shield. There'll be uncensored sun, uncensored sunlight, reshoyim nidinun bay, and the wicked people will be judged by it. Because sunlight could be the greatest blessing in the world, or the opposite. So this is the imagery we use, the sun and the shading, the shield, that which allows us to enjoy the sun. Just as the sun's shield, Megin, shields, Bad Hashemesh, the sun, allowing us to benefit from the sun, whatever God implanted into the natural atmospheric condition, allowing us here on earth to benefit. Kach, so also, Shem Elohim, the name of Elohim, which represents God's energy within nature, Megin, shields, L'shem Havaya Baruch Hu, the name of Havaya, which means that infinite creator is shielded by God as he expresses himself in nature. Why? Because let's look at the name Havaya, which represents the name of Yud and He and Vav and He, the name of Hashem. The Shem Havaya, that name of Hashem, what does the word Havaya mean? It's made up of two parts. Yud, Hove. Yud, the letter Yud, and then the next three letters make up the word Hove. Hove means to create. It means Hashem creates. Shemahava es hakeo. God creates. Yud represents Hashem. Hove. Me'ayin liyesh, from a state of non-existence into a state of existence. Furthermore, grammatically, the yud plays a different part. V'hayud mishamesh es ala pa'ula, grammatically, the yud, the prefix yud, modifies the verb. Shu b'loshin hei ve'utamid, making it constant. For example, let's use another word. The Pirush Rashi, as Rashi explains, al posik on the verse, kocha yase Iyov kol hayomim. So would Iyov, the story of Job, so would Job do all the days. Why doesn't it say kocha osa Iyov kol hayomim? So Job did all the days? Because osa would be past tense, did. Yase means he does today and tomorrow and the day after. He constantly does. Hove could mean created. Yud and Hove. Yud plus Hove means God constantly creates. V'hu haya, v'hu Hove, v'hu yihyeh, fusing past, present, and future, constant. And that's the principle we're discussing here in this 12-chapter essay, as explained by the Baal Shem Tov, the fact that God's energy is suspended within creation. The vehicle for that suspension are the letters of the utterances of creation. V'aynu, hachayus, the energy and vitality, hanishpa, which flows, b'chol rega mamish, literally every moment, b'chol habruyim, in all of creation, mimeitze pi Hashem, from that which flows forth, allegorically speaking, from the mouth of Hashem, meaning Hashem's words, v'ruchay, and the spirit, u'mehava esam, and brings them into being, me'ayin, from a state of non-existence, liyesh, to a state of being, b'chol rega, every moment, It's not sufficient to say, hey, God created the world in the 6 days of creation. The world is here. Now he's busy in Argentina somewhere. No, doesn't work that way. God constantly creates every day and every moment. As we explained earlier. So that is the idea of creation. Creation contains within it a shemesh and a mogen, a sun and a shield. What does that mean? What's that imagery? When in the order of prayers, when we organize the praise of Hashem, Ksivit says, as we say in the Amidah, Hakel, Hagodo, Hagibor, Vahanora. God who is great, who is mighty, who is awesome. You know, awesome is a valley word. Awesome. Pirish Hagodo. What is the meaning of Godo? Gdula is another word for Chesed. L'cho Hashem Hagdula Vahagvura represents Chesed and Gvura. Gdula is greatness, it's expansion. Godel, who, what is the meaning of Godel? What's greatness that represents Midas, the attribute Chesed of kindness, love, positivity, or let's use other words, flow, expansion. That's what Chesed is. Growth. You have a company starts, it's in a mode of expansion. Growth. Chesed. You expand. The Ispashtus Achayas. The expansion of energy. Bechol ha'olam is into all worlds. Ubruyim in all creations. La'in kates infinitely v'tachas without end. Li'esbruyim that they are created me'ayin li'esh from a state of non-existence to a state of existence. Creatio ex nihilo. V'kayomim and they sustain. They are sustained. They exist. Bechesed chinam because Hashem determined for reasons best known to him that they exist. Meaning chesed chinom. It's not that people earn creation. It's not that we did good things, so God said, okay, you're a good guy, I'm going to create. Creation was before there was anybody. That's called chesed chinom. This was an act of kindness, not reciprocating for any other act, not being reciprocal. Vinikras, and this flow of energy called expansion is called gedula, greatness. Why is it called gedula, gadol? Kibo, because it comes migdulosi shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, from the greatness of the Holy One, blessed be He, bechvedeyu v'atzmei, in His glory and in His essence. Because as we say in the pasuk, ki gadol Hashem, Hashem is great, v'ligdulosi yein cheker, and His greatness is unfathomable. There's no end to His greatness. One cannot comprehend or conceive it. Therefore, Mashpia Gamkin Chayas Visavas Mehayin Liyesh, God also causes to flow energy and vitality from a state of non-existence to a state of being. La'ilam is to the worlds of Bruyim and creations incates infinitely. Why? Why does God do that? The answer is Sheteva Hatev Lehetiv. Because the nature of goodness is to do good. The nature of beneficence is to be beneficent. The nature of kindness is to be kind. Hashem creates because He loves to give. End of today's Tanya portion. Continued, God willing, manana.